Yesterday on the show, you'd have heard a number of calls and WhatsApps, those voice notes coming as well from people expressing their concerns regarding the backlog in issuing renewed driver's license cards. Now, it's not going to get done anytime soon. There's a huge backlog. So I thought we'd get on the Department of Transport and Public Works. And you are joined by Jandré Bakker, who is the communications head. So good having you on the show this morning, Jandré. Lots of concerns. People want to get on the roads. They want to be compliant. So where do they go from here? Good morning.
Morning, Kino. Thanks for having me. It's very easy to be compliant at this stage, Kino. If a law-abiding citizen had applied to get their license renewed before the expiry date, they can still drive legally with that card as well as their receipt for a period of 3 months after that, after the transaction date. Okay. If they applied for their card after the expiry had taken place, then they need to get a temporary driving license. That's 45 Rand, and that's valid for 6 months. But now, as you mentioned, that that backlog has been coming for some guys from June, July already. And the Western Cape then made a decision to say that we can't hold these guys financially liable for something that's not their error. They applied before the expiry date. There's a strike at the DLCA. We need to find a way of making it easy for our road users to comply. So we made a decision that everyone who applied before the expiry date of their driving license and that three-month grace period has now lapsed, they can apply for a temporary driving license free of charge, which is then valid for another 6 months. So theoretically, if you had your 3 months grace period, you applied before the license, and geez, it's going to expire anytime soon. Let's say in December, you go get your TDL free of charge, and you can drive till June, July next year without any hassles from the law.
Okay, now I also had one or two people complaining about the fact that they had paid online for their vehicle license. It hasn't arrived at all. It hasn't arrived at the post office. They can't track it. They need to get on the roads. What do these people actually do?
That is that's the first time that someone flagged that with us, Kina. So I will go in and just investigate those.
Okay.
Because according to our system, all of the things that were supposed to be posted, we have received the proof that it has gone through SAPO, the post office.
Okay.
So from our side, it doesn't show anything, so it might be isolated cases.
Sure, sure.
And if they can contact us, then we can track those for them.
All right, excellent. So I'll send you those things, Jandré, but I want to thank you
very much
for your time. I think everybody should be compliant this festive season and no drinking and driving us.